Kinnickarm Bridge and Toll Authority Board Chair Michael Foster made his agency's announcement of the federal approval at Mayor Dan Sullivan's weekly Wednesday press conference.
Today is an important day for the state. We did receive the record of decision this morning from Federal Highways on the project, and with that, we can proceed to the next step. We're anticipating a construction window in late 2012 or 2013.
The federal record of decision was a seven-year process and is an important milestone. But several more milestones remain. The most important? Funding for the 8,200-foot bridge and its needed access roads. When the Bridge and Toll Authority first proposed the project, it was to be a combination of federal and private funding with little or no state financial involvement. That has changed.
We do have a couple entities who are interested in being the private part of it. We do have discussions with the governor's office on the public side of it, and the formal agreements, are under process, and there will be a public-private sharing of the risks and a public-private sharing of the toll revenue.
The two entities are international firms based in Australia and France. The authority's chief financial officer, Kevin Henningway, says the state's guarantee of risk coverage would help entice private involvement and an official partnership. He said another lure for private investment would be if the authority could successfully receive a $300 million federal loan on behalf of a yet undetermined private partner. The loan would make it easier for that partner to borrow bond money. Henningway said previous applications were unsuccessful.
In the past, our issue has been that we have not had a record of decision. Having that record of decision means that the project is now near shovel ready, and what puts us in a much more competitive position for the TIFIA application opportunity.
Critics of the Kinnickarm Bridge construction argue that its very size will soak up transportation money from other needed projects, and that the authority's overtures to the state mean that could take place on both a federal and state level. They also say that the Bridge and Toll Authority's estimate of toll revenues is too high. The critics cite revised, reduced growth estimates for the Mat-Su Borough by a University of Alaska research group. Henningway noted the university findings.
We're in the process of evaluating that right now. Our traffic and revenue consultants are updating work. The results of that should be available within the next 2 to 3 months.
New population growth estimates could result in toll revenue projection changes, including the toll cost itself. The authority had put the bridge toll at $5. The record of decision includes a National Marine Fisheries Service statement that the project is not apt to impact the Cook Inlet beluga. Foster said that finding was very important to the bridge, while Henningway saw broader implications.
With that no jeopardy determination, then Federal Highways was able to issue the ROD.
I might add that no jeopardy opinion is very good news for Alaska, because it probably has bigger ramifications for what we might expect out of the beluga listing for other activities in the inlet.
The $700 million plus estimate is for a two-lane bridge and 19 miles of access roads. It does not include an eventual link to Gamble and Ingress Streets. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.